Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY21 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prabal Gandhi from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is safe and doing well. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to Central Bank of India 4Q FY21 earnings call. We have with us today senior management of Central Bank of India represented by Shri M. V. Rao, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Shri Alok Srivastava, Executive Director, Shri Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Shri Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, Shri Mukul N., Chief Financial Officer. At the outset, I would like to congratulate M. V. sir for taking charge as MD and CEO. Without taking any further time, I will hand over the call to MD sir for his opening remark, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all of you. Just I'm going to give the brief outline of the business performance what we had during the year. Total business has grown by 4.30%. It was 4.86 lakh crores. Now it is at 5.06 lakh crores with a composition of deposits of 3.29 lakh crores. That is a growth rate of 5.17%, and total advances 1.76 lakh crores. That is with a growth of 2.71% and with a CD ratio of 53.61%. Coming to the deposit mix, we have CASA deposits of 1,61,926 crores. That is 49.24%. CASA is 49.24%, one of the best in the industry. Coming to the advances mix, we have a retail of 49,400 crores, agriculture 36,200, MSME 32,300, and RAM total portfolio is 1.18 lakh crores. The RAM portfolio has grown by 7.52%, and corporate degrown by 5.74%. Now it stands at 58,882. Our total advances figure of 1.76 lakh crores, if you see the total risk-weighted assets is 1.18%. That is 66.71% is our RWA of 1.76 lakh crores. Coming to the mandated targets, bank has achieved all the mandated targets as per the government regarding the priority agriculture, small and marginal farmers, and weaker sections. Coming to the COVID support, bank has extended under ECLGS 1, 164,100 accounts amounting to 3,041 crores, and in the ECLGS 31(3), that what the figure I am giving is 56 accounts, 303 crores. Regarding the rated standard advances, in our total book, our investment grade and this AAA, AAA, and BBB and government guaranteed, it amounts to 78.20% of the investment grade. Coming to the retail segment, which is most happening, we have the housing loan portfolio of 27,969 with an annual growth of 8.44%, followed by the vehicle loans. That is 12.22% growth. Base is small of 3,100 crores, and followed by the education loan having the growth of 5%. Personal loan segment is having 4.9%. Regarding the asset quality and particularly to the standard restructured, now we have a total portfolio of standard restructured 3,478 at the end of March 2021. Regarding the SMA, there is a considerable improvement if you see the March-to-March basis. In March 2020, it was 35,000 crores, and March 2021, now it is at 17,422. with SMA 0 of 5,129, SMA 1 of 6,205, SMA 2 of 6,088. And regarding the NPA classification, gross NPA in the retail, it is at 2.47, agriculture and allied 7, MSME it is 6, and corporate it is 7. And altogether, as a whole, we have 5.77 is the NPA position. And if you come to the classification, total retail NPA is 2.47, of which housing loan is 2.27, vehicle loan is 1.55, and other personal loans is 2.09. Coming to the provision coverage ratio, we were at 77.29 in March 20. Now we are at 82.54 as on March 21. And regarding slippage ratio, we were at 6.02 in March 20. Now we are at 4.40. But in this, there were 3 accounts where OTR was invoked before March, but we could able to implement only in the month of April. That amounts to 1,414. If we remove that, our slippage ratio will stand at 3.39. Regarding the NIM, it is a flat 2.78 in the March 20. Now also it is 2.78. Regarding the asset quality trend, our gross NPA, which was 18.92 in March 20, now it has reduced to 16.55. And a similar way, net NPA 7.63, now it has come down to 5.77. And capital ratios, we have a CRAR of very, very strong at 14.81 with CET1 of 12.82. And leverage ratio, we are at 5. Regarding the profitability, let me give the highlights. With the improved performance, net loss, which was there at 1,121 crore in the FY20, is reduced to 888, and in the Q4, it was 1599, which was the net loss. Now it is reduced to 1,349. CRAR, what I told you, that it is improved to 14.81. Operating profit, it is increased to 4,630 with 6.58% increase from the previous financial year of 4,344. A Q to Q basis, there is a 33% increase. 517 crore was in the Q4 of 2020. Now it is at 688. Next is gross NPA. Now it is at 16.55. Net NPA 5.77. Provision coverage ratio 82.54. Net interest income improved from 7,621 crore to 8,245. There is an 8% increase on the FY20 to FY21. And however, NII declined from 1,926 of March 20 to 1,516 of March 21, Q4 21. Cost to income ratio, there is an improvement from 61.44 to now it is reduced to 59.43. These are all the financial highlights. Coming to the most important provisions, there is enough buffers we have created for the future uncertainty, what is unfolding with the COVID-2. I can confidently tell whatever we have provided, it is more than sufficient for the uncertainties that may unfold in future. Coming to the investment portfolio, it is one of the quite performing in portfolio we have with the yield on investment at 6.63 and return on investment is 7.53. And digital transactions, financial inclusion, all those things are moving in the right direction. And going forward, what the guidance we would like to give is advances will be growing around 8 to 9%, and our credit cost we will be limiting between 2.4 to 2.5, and the slippages will be around 2 to 2.10. Net NPA, definitely it will be below 4.5, and gross NPA we are aiming at around highest of the single digits. and the NIM will be around 2.75. One more issue just I would like to share with you. You are aware that bank is under PCA. For PCA, there are four parameters from the RBI side. Out of four parameters, now bank has qualified under three parameters except under ROA. And we are very confident that we will overcome in the near future. And also initiatives what we have taken to improve our CD ratio is we have already entered into co-lending agreements with the NBFCs because of the synergies that exist between the bank and NBFCs. We are expecting a lot will be contributed from that line. These are all the few things which I would like to submit. Now it is open for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Maharukh Adajania from Ilara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So my first question is on collection efficiency. So what was your collection efficiency in March and what is it in April and May?
Madam, regarding collection efficiency, book as a whole, we had 95.98 in the March. And in the April, it was slightly in between 94.2. But in the May, we have a slight dip. It is around 90.2. In that range, we have a slight dip in the May.
Okay. Sir, the other question is that your CD ratio is low and you are compared to other banks, as a percentage of assets, your investment book is quite high. So how do you manage the risk on the portfolio? Just now yields are fine, there's enough liquidity, so there's no issue. But if yields go to rise, then you would have proportionate LCM. So what is your duration of your HTM and your LCM? What are these durations for you?
Yeah. Ma'am, actually, modified duration as of March 21 was 2.71, which was slightly few basis points above as of March 20. The main reason was that we had less of T-bills. T-bills, as you know, that they attract least duration. So, but going forward, at present, we are managing it very well by keeping a minimum amount in our AFS portfolio. And at present, our modified duration is around 1.79. which amongst PSU banks, though we are having a very huge SLR portfolio, but we are managing it well by keeping modified duration under check, by investing more in FRBs and also by way of doing hedging. So going forward, we do not envisage a bigger depreciation in the rising yield scenario.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh from Reliance General Insurance. Please go ahead.
So, for the quarter, Q1Q, we saw 2% QoQ decline in loans. So, what is the guidance for FY22 and which segments are expected to drive the demand?
Regarding credit growth, sir, that's what I told you. The guidance what we are giving is around 9%, 8 to 9% growth will be there. And our credit book we are balancing with the proportion of 70-30. 70-30 means 70 will be our RAM module and 30 will be the corporate. Right at this moment, we are at 68 in the retail and 32 at the corporate. So while driving our business is on the RAM side, another next 2% we have to gear up to reach the 70. And as far as the corporate is concerned, because of our strong CASA, we have the pricing power for the AAA and AA accounts. And going forward, we will be in a position to pick our assets, the range what we want, with our pricing power. So we will be balancing our credit book with the 70-30 portfolio.
Okay. Sir, any guidance on the slippages and credit cost?
Credit cost, I told you 2.45 to 2.50 in that range.
Okay. And slippages?
Slippages will be around 2 to 2.10 in that way, in that it may be hovering in between.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashoka Ajmera from Ashcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome to you, Mr. Rao, Mr. Y, Mr. Puri. I think all the top management has been revamped, and I think it will definitely take the bank to the in the right direction. Because you have taken the past legacy of this bank, some of the things went wrong in the past, with which the bank couldn't perform the way it should. But having said that, we are very optimistic for the future for this bank. Sir, having said that, like on the profitability front, I mean, the figures are very obvious that we have performed not so well in quarter four of 21. I mean, the very, the operating profit was also under great pressure because of the interest rate competition. Though on the certain parameters like PCR and CD ratio, you are very comfortable. So having said that, sir, I would like to take, your views basically that with the CD ratio only 53.61 and the bank of having such a good amount of CASA, good clientele, good national presence, why don't you, what is your planning to go a little aggressive in increasing your loan book, credit book, rather than the putting money into the investments, sir? What are your ideas? I mean, will you
grow? Yeah, great. Very, very pertinent question. And this issue we have identified in the March itself. In between, we have taken a lot of improvements as far as the structure and processes are concerned in the bank that is going to add more to the loan book. In the sense, to make it a detailed one, whatever the processing centers that were there, that we have made it in a such a way that approvals will also be given, so that field people who are taking the credit decisions will get the comfort for taking the speedy decisions, and at the same time there will be an assurance from the bank that even account turns into NPA, that accountability part will be looked from this perspective because approvals are already given before disbursement. So this is how we are building up the field, and also now already earlier we used to have only 3 to 3.5 crores per day disbursements. With this already we are in the month of June we have already reached 12 crores per day disbursements. Going forward, this is going to add a lot to the credit book. That is number one. Now, number two is to move this CD ratio in the higher trajectory. We have already entered into the co-lending agreements. I think this is the first PSP which has signed the agreement just 2 or 3 days before with the NBFCs on the home and MSME front. So in this co-lending arrangement, you know that 80-20 formula applies. 80% book will be with the bank and 20% will be the NBFC. And where collection recovery mechanism, which appears to be weak links in the public sector banks, will get bridged from the with this association with the NBFC. And that's what I was explaining earlier regarding the pricing power. Since we have a lot of CASA, now we are moving into the market, and already 2-3 big AAA rated companies we have approached, and they have given the green signal, and there will be a movement in the pickup in the credit. So these are all the things what we are doing. On the structure part, we have made it a robust one, and on the credit marketing side with the highly rated corporates that we are making.
Good, sir. The point well taken. I mean, it's a very, very, very good move for this, especially the school ending. And sir, you can also go into the MSME space a little more aggressively. Though, I mean, COVID has just still going on, but there also there is a lot of potential. Anyway, having said that, sir, this provision of 1,050 crore as per the note number 16, for the COVID scenario, uncertain COVID scenario, you made any base for this calculation? Have you already identified that kind of pressure is it going to really get converted into a requirement of the provisioning, or it is just a cautionary provisioning?
It is more on the prudent side, number one.
Prudent, yes.
Yeah. Number two, let me make it very clear. Around 10 to 20% is really towards the stress what we have identified in the restructured portfolio. Not more than that. 80% will be towards the prudent.
And sir, my next question is, sir, on the investment portfolio. The debentures and the bonds of about 36,000 crores, other 3,677 crores. Can you give any color on this quality of this?
Our Wahi will come. Yeah.
See, Ashokji, actually, there has been an increase of around 8,000 in the bond portfolio. Primarily, it is 4,800 is Government of India that recap bonds. And other has been around 3,100 has been our TLTRO, LTRO bonds, which we had done in the financial year. So that is the main reason the bonds have increased. Otherwise, there has been only increase in the SLR portfolio. That is mainly because of our traction in deposit.
Oh, what is there in the other category, sir? The 3,677? 3,677? Other investment portfolio?
Sir, investment portfolio primarily is SLR and other is non-SLR. And in this other portfolio, it is all related to the restructured advances which is given to the treasury. So that portfolio keeps changing. That is because of some resolution in the accounts. So that is the reason. The figure has decreased.
Yeah, that has come down from 6,389 to
8,000. Yes.
And in this, shares of 3040, it is a stagnant portfolio or trading portfolio in equity, sir? 3,014?
Trading portfolio is minuscule. It is only around 20% of this book. Other is mainly the restructured advances part.
Okay, in this also, shares also, it is restructured advances.
Yeah.
Or sir, this eight accounts in the eight borrowers account in the NCLT, in the IBC, which could not be implemented. What is the outstanding amount of those eight borrowers? Because you said that 406 crore is provided for the already implemented account. Which are the eight borrowers and what is the total outstanding of that, sir? Note number 14.
What is that?
2,753 crore.
Okay. So 406 crore is the provision made on that.
Yes.
Or any color on this after the March ending, whether any progress has been done on these accounts?
There is progress. And
there are basically two, three accounts which are DHFL or Videocon that are going to be resolved soon, and major portion we expect a good recovery out of this. Almost 1,100 recovery will be there.
All right, sir. My last question, sir, in this round of questioning is, sir, this provision of 519 crore for the divergence which is found in the RBI audit. Now, this report has come in this quarter, the Q4 only?
Yeah, in Q4 only. That we have already intimated to the exchanges also in the last week of March.
Yeah. Okay. I might have missed it. So, this is the 519 crore provision which has been provided because of the divergence in the past.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I will come back again if time permits.
Yeah. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akarsh Kotriwala. Please go ahead. Mr. Akarsh, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Akash Koth. There's no response from the line of the current participant. We move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. So, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, apologies as in it's a little repetitive. So, what are the exposure of accounts that we have earmarked for NARPL? For transfer to NARPL?
That is around 2,560 crores.
2,560 crores. Yeah. And, sir, how many accounts would.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So, which are these four accounts?
The names yet, because see, unless until our NARCL finalizes, we have submitted the details what they have sought for. And once they take the decision, they will be intimating us the name of the accounts. There are around seven accounts we have submitted, but let us see how they will be finalizing. But our amount is around 2,500 crores. This is seven accounts, not four.
Okay, and sir, what is the rationale behind selecting accounts? Sir, are these NCLT list 1, list 2, how is it? More towards NCLT list 1.
No, these are normal accounts. Normal
accounts, fully provided, no fraud, that is the criteria. That's all. And agreements in consortium, all banks have to agree. And 500 crore and above exposure, that's all.
Okay. Okay, and sir, one more thing. Sir, what is the recovery rate for demand resolution?
How much?
Around
35 to 40%.
So, because sir, as in, we had a call with PNB, so there, as in, recovery rate seemed pretty low. So, as in, that is a.
See, in the DHFL, there are lot many parts. See, wherever cash part is there, where more recovery is happening at that front.
Okay. So, what do you mean by cash part? I didn't get it.
Depending on the portfolio of the bank.
In the resolution plan, there is a cash component and the securities component. So, we have treated as cash component as well as security component as the recovery to the bank. Some banks would have considered only the cash component.
Mm. Okay. And sir, how would be the treatment of the NCD that the Piramal would be issuing? So, the security component, I mean.
This is change
in case of recovery.
It will be a standard investment. Because it will be a change in management. Yes. So, it will all be a standard NPI. Standard performing investment.
Okay, but sir, as in, so how would it show in recovery? So as in, the whole amount will be shown as recovery and upgraded, or?
Yes, it will be upgraded, and whatever is the asset coming out of it will be marked against the provision, and the entire exposure, the debt as well as the NPI will be upgraded to performing asset.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. That's it for me, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Kotriwala. Please go ahead.
First question is that what are the current sanctions and disbursements so far that we have done under the ECLGS scheme? And what would be the guidance for retail loan growth and asset quality in the retail segment, sir?
Regarding
GECL 1, the total sanction is 1,64,000 account, and the amount sanction is 3,041 crore. And in ECLGS 2, it is the total number of account is 56, and the amount sanction is 303 crore.
And one more thing is that when are we planning to move to the new tax regime?
New tax regime, just a minute, our tax person will say, because at this moment bank is not thinking on that line because of the carryover losses. Yeah, so.
For the present, we are continuing with that old rate only, sir. We are having the MAT credit also, entitlement is there. We are expecting our appeals with the ITAT will be over shortly. Even though there are some favorable court orders in favor of the bank, we are waiting for that. Anyway, that is new rate, it is not going to impact us even if we opt for that because of some carryforward losses and all for the income tax. So we are waiting and we'll be following, taking a shot on that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bimal Shah from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I said this is Jay Mundra. Sir, two questions. One is, what is the employee base that you have? And
number of employees. Okay.
And how many of them are on defined benefit and defined contribution? So maybe people who have joined post 2010 would be on defined defined contribution basis. So any rough split there?
Yeah.
And in case, you know, the bank were to be privatized, in case, what is the pension bill that a new, the new buyer will have to foot the bill? Assuming, you know, all these employees retain, and what will be the pension bill here?
Yeah, yeah, this details just our ED will be sharing with you. As far as the privatization part is concerned, that we will be silent on that, okay? Yeah.
The total staffing as on 31st of March is 32,335, of which 18,000 is under DCPS and 13,000 is under the pension option. So that is the breakup which I think you are wanting.
Right. And so what is your annual pension cost, I mean, for the people who are under pension?
It is around 1,200.
Annual.
And which is 1,200 annual.
Right. And for the people who are under DCP, any fixed component that is there, sir? I mean, or
no, we do not have any such bifurcations as a fixed or a variable. It is whatever the industry settlement that is there, accordingly wages are fixed.
Understood, sir. Okay, sir. Yeah. And sir, when was the time when you had done the last revaluation of your fixed assets and premises?
Revaluation, I think, because of completion of the tenure, this March we have done it.
March 21.
Okay. Okay. So that is already there. Okay.
The 3 years was being completed. Therefore, as per norms, we had to do it in this March.
Right. And what is the outstanding DTA in the balance sheet, sir?
What is the figure, GT?
7,545.
Sure, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bimal Hindoja from Rostock. Please go ahead.
Thank you for arranging this call. First of all, congratulations to the new MD and CEO for taking in charge of the bank.
Yeah, thank you.
Sir, could you give any rough timeline for PTA exit? Like you've already said that bank has qualified in 3 out of 4 parameters. Any rough timeline?
Sir, timeline, anyhow, this we will be presenting it to the RBI. Already we made a representation saying that this PCA framework has come into existence in the year 2017, and there is a need and necessity to revisit these things because of this pandemic, and also whatever the stipulated actions that were there as per RBI, there were 14 actions that they have prescribed for the bank to follow. So for the past 4 years, religiously, without any deviation, we are following that action plan as per the RBI. So given the circumstances, since we are already satisfying three parameters, we are requesting for the favorable consideration. We have to wait and see how they are going to view this. And even otherwise also, I think if they take the quarter part, we will be in a positive territory for the June.
Okay, sir. Sir, another question is that do you have any guidance on reducing the cost to income ratio? Currently, it's I think around 59.4%. Any comments on that?
Yeah, yeah. Regarding cost to income ratio, now we are totally focused on the income part, not on the cost part. Already we are at the rock bottom, and there is nothing to reduce further. I am not going to do any tweaking on that. Instead, we will be working more on the income side, and the way we are progressing and eyeing to reach the 60% CD ratio, we are very, very confident that this cost to income ratio, as a first step for the month of June, we are eyeing for around 55-56 range.
Okay, sir, that's great. Lastly, sir, any comments on privatization of the bank?
There is nothing from our side.
Okay, sir, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushil from Indus Equity. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And my question pertains with the change of guard and change of top management. Sir, retail deposit franchisee seems to be one of the best in public sector banks. We are outbeating the top names. MCLR is at 7.1. How are we shaping up on retail, as the deposit base is very clearly visible from the calls which I've done in last 3 years, that they are non-metro, that is not out of the top 3-4 metros. So how are we capitalizing on the other cities, the small towns where central bank is being rewarded as one of the best performing banks for depositors?
Yeah. See, as far as the depositors, cost is concerned, and more so CASA, and then our major presence of rural and semi-urban to the extent of 62% of the branches. We are aware, and also how in this environment, how competitors are encroaching upon the rural and semi-urban segment, which hitherto to be a strong forte for the PSB. For that, we have multi-pronged strategy we are adopting. Number one is we have the BCs to the extent of 7,100. Now we are ramping that up to 15,000 in numbers. So my customer touch points with the BCs, and also enhanced features for the BC machines, that also we are making it available, so that my client base is well served, and also something extra in income streams they can add by, you know, by the social security schemes. If you are going to enroll them under APY, for each person we will get 60 rupees. So that's a lot of amount that can be accrued. So in this way, we are making the BCs also, their services also remunerative. At the same time, bank also protects its turf there, and also enhance the customer reach. So this is how we are working on this deposit franchise.
So, but as a cross-selling, Central Bank of India can easily generate 1,000 crores of income. Most of the private sector bank would have done it. I understand so far we might have not. So what kind of digitization, consumer support, or maybe human resource mobilization or support, or educating our staff from various multiple points, what kind of initiatives are we likely to take?
Already we have initiated. Just I would like to tell you, already we have initiated for this associate partners business. And what we are doing here is totally on the digitization mode. We want to onboard our customers on the digital channel. From there, we want to make these products available to them. So there are two things here. Number one is feet on street of our associate partners are trained in such a way to onboard our people on the digital platform of Central Bank so that they can go for subscribing their products. Number two, with this, my manpower, which hitherto is being used, will be a little bit less, and our people may be focusing more on the core business. Number three, most important, is in any of these associate partners' business, there won't be any issue of the mis-selling or any complaints once we onboard them on the digital channel. This is a strategy we are adopting, and we have already had meetings with our associate partners. We are all, they are also on the same page. Moving forward, it will be on the digital channel.
So if you are assuming a great position where digitization and digital channels are concerned, can you throw some light on what kind of numbers can be achieved on this? I am not saying in revenue or profits, but if you are standing at 100, can we get to 1,000 in this year?
No, just a minute. Sir, any business plan what we have shared with the associate partners? Anything?
So basically, we are going in 2-3 ways. So number one is, like Sarah has told, that we are going for the 15,000 BC, and they will be also touch point for our health insurance and medical insurance, life insurance, and even general insurance also. As far as like we were not having the credit life insurance as a bank, so that we have started, and that we are going in aggressive way as we are going for the RAM for 70%, that will be a good opportunity for us. And as far as other incomes are concerned, so there will be almost more than 100% growth in the commission base that we are getting from these channels.
So if I understand, your statement doesn't include mutual fund, which is the most generating in majority of the banks recently.
We have already tied up with the this Oswal, Motilal Oswal, and we are going for the 3-in-1 account, and they will also serve the mutual fund shares and as well as DMAT account, and all other facilities will be provided.
Sir, I'm aware of Motilal Oswal, but Pan India mutual fund distribution capability, when you offer a bouquet, the income can be 5 times more than what you can visualize as a single partner. That's what I mean.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, we will consider it.
Yeah, because thing is that, I as an investor may opt for only Motilal, but I want 5 other schemes of other mutual fund. Why should your retail investor run to ICICI or HDFC Bank to buy the same product when you have the CASA in your pocket?
No, no, your point is well taken, and we will offer the entire bouquet. It's not that our customer will be restricted because of one tie-up. Yeah.
I'm happy to support on any enabling resolution on this part for Central Bank to earn income. Sir, we did reverse our Centum selling thought process for any particular reason, or what is our process? You must have seen how PNB is rewarded with a fantastic partner what they bought on board. So what are our processes? I understand the companies are not comparable, but what's our thought process?
I would like to share that earlier to this, in my earlier assignment, I was very closely associated with the Canfin Homes.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, because I was in Canara Bank, and we know certain things, how to drive these subsidiaries, especially home loan business. So now here it is a great opportunity for us, for the Cent Home Bank Finance, and already we made a plan. Now board has also given us the permission to post a GM cadre person as a head of the home finance division now. So going forward, we have plans to ramp up the operations in the home subsidiary, and we know that great value will be there in that, and we will be enhancing that now.
Sir, being a Bhopal-centric company, are we likely to move to some other metro or you continue?
That is also on the cards. We have not yet finalized this one, but it is on the cards.
Okay, sir. There is any specific digitization expenditure we have planned, because we are talking about co-lending, we are talking about DC model, distribution model, where retail will be able to access our product in much superior than our current digital experience?
Sir, already Central Bank has undertaken a major IT projects in terms of digitalizing the retail products. So already it is 80% completed, and I think going forward, maybe by July or August, almost all the products of retail MSME will be on the technology platform.
So you mean to say all the products should be going live in July?
Yeah, please.
All the products should be live and
Exactly.
Okay. Now, second thing, sir, we were discussing in the previous quarters, that is before possibly you took the bank of Indo-Zambia Bank, Hiwop or something. Any thought process there, or that's still...
Our Indo-Zambia Bank is giving good dividends to us.
No need to Hiwop.
We do not have, we don't have any plan.
Yes.
It is giving good dividends.
It's a profit earning...
I can see that. So you will be retaining on that.
Yes, sir.
Referring to earlier question asked by Maru Katajamia and then Ashok Ajmera of Edgecon on the CD ratio which you indicated and the investment, can I get an indicated yield till where you think you are protected with the current investment book? Why, sir, you may be 6.5, 6.4?
Yields are protected up to what level? 6.1. Yeah, 6.15 yields are protected to that level.
Sir, this is a humble suggestion for a small investor, so I don't take it. You all have better experience. We are a bank doing retail or corporate credit, that doesn't matter. We are not a bank running a treasury, as I used to hear from large FI investors. With the kind of retail franchise we have been able to create where deposits are concerned, can we see Central Bank under the tenor of the current management, all four of you all, that we, our CD ratio improves with lot of retail and related connected businesses?
Yeah, see, that's what I told you. We are very much focused on balancing the book with 70-30. Okay. So 70 is my retail and 30 will be corporate. And in the near term, we want to reach the CD ratio 60. And since we have the enough capital at our disposal and we don't require to raise further capital in this year, the way we have planned and the way things are moving, and for example, already I told you earlier per day disbursement was 2.5 to 3 crores. Now it is around 12 crores. So going forward, this credit book and CD ratio is going to improve.
So do you estimate treasury profits in this year?
Treasury profits, yes, profits will be there, but at the same time we have to be careful as yields are already almost at the bottom level only. But the guidance by Reserve Bank in the latest policy, we still hope GSAP2 has been announced, so we are quite hopeful that there will be a decent 15% profit in the treasury.
So you are hopeful in the current environment with COVID, the current financial level?
That buyers will continue. So there will be definitely 10 to 15% increase in the profit.
Okay. Thank you and all the best to all of you, sir, and wish you good luck and good health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashoka Ajmera from Edgecon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Oh, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. Most of my points are covered by my colleague. But yes, again, sir, talking to some of the points which are still left over. This, sir, NARCL 2,560 crore, which you estimated out of this first tranche of about 85,000 crores.
Yes.
I believe that all must be in consortium only because they are all big accounts.
Yeah, yeah. All are in consortium.
So the calculation wise, the same calculation, about 25 to 30% of the value you will get, and on that 15%, so about 100 crore will come straight away to the bottom line of the bank from this, because they are all 100% return off account, sir.
I mean
provided, not return off, but provided account.
Provided, 100% provided.
And sir, this is only the first tranche, which will be, which will get over in a month or so. But on the overall, on the whole year, originally, you know, when we had also, I had also organized a seminar on the bad bank with the people from State Bank and also RCL and this, and there was a discussion that the overall amount can be immediately around 2 lakh crores, which I think may be completed in this year itself, financial year 21-22. So, how many more such accounts you have which may fall under that category during the year, maybe next two quarters, overall?
Yeah, yeah. See, actually, sir, this, even this 86,000 crores which is arrived after discussions among the banks is having a floor level of 500 crores.
Yeah, okay.
So, because certain conditions which were there, you know, it should not be a fraud and fully provided, all yes. those conditions are there, okay. So once this lot is over, again, I think there will be a larger discussion among the bankers to finalize to what level we want to bring it down so that to add more to the kitty of NARCL. So right at this moment, maybe, we do not know, depending upon the threshold, because we have a large stock with us.
Yeah. So, sir, so then in that case, other than NARCL, you are free to give it to the other ARCs?
That is open. So that is also, that is also we are exploring. Even now we are on the track. ARC.
So what is the plan for that? ARC, any idea about this quarter and the next quarter?
No, no. This quarter, June quarter, we do not have any plan.
Uh-huh.
And for the next quarter, we have shortlisted around 56 accounts. And then we are again going into the nitty-gritties of those 56. Then we will finalize that how many accounts to be brought onto the block.
Amount-wise, how much approximately will be those 56 accounts?
We can safely say it is about 3,000 crores.
So why I'm, you know, like trying to put in a, you know, total of the numbers, because I think that one of the criteria which you could not fulfill as a PCA, you know, going out of the PCA by RBI, I believe is you are higher gross NPA and net NPA.
No, that part is over, sir. No, net NPA part is over, CRAR is over, leverage is over. Only on the profitability front, that is ROA.
Okay.
No. Once we are in, you know, profit mode, then automatically it will turn into positive.
So hopefully, I mean, this quarter you should perform well on the profitability front.
And yeah, we are sure on that front.
But are you finding it in practice, practically, are you finding it difficult to increase your loan book or credit or where the major handicap is there because of this PCA?
We don't foresee any such big issue. What we see earlier was we were more dependent on the corporate loan books to increase our portfolio. When we had a hit and then bank went into PCA, entire credit was in one way it was under squeeze. So now we are, because of the time period and also following the footsteps or action plan given by the RBI for PCA bank, and also providing enough for the corporate loan, whatever the PA was there. Now, slowly, it is all being freed up. So, I think, sir, instead of what we see is that instead of looking back only for the lessons what we have learned, with that experience and also the lessons, we are moving forward to build up the credit book. It's not such a, this one, central bank network and its brand name and the customer's profile is well entrenched in the society. And we have enough reach in the market. The only thing is that we have to move and then get the business. That's all.
Sir, definitely I agree, sir. And as my friend also just now had put it, one other analyst, is that you see, sir, if you go beyond 53 to 70, now 60, you will be needing about 20,000 crore rupees more to be increased in your credit book. But which is, according to me, not very difficult. You know, when so many NBFCs are performing so well, why can't a bank like Central Bank, I mean, which has such a strong customer base, such a strong loyalty, CASA, reach? Only thing I think at the staff level, sir, is I think some kind of orientation is further required down the line to the branch head, to right up to that, to take some good credit calls. I mean, start taking decisions. Maybe you are of course you are running the bank, so you are, and now you have come from Canara Bank, much larger bank. You will definitely take care of that. But I feel personally that you know, a bank like Central Bank increasing the credit book, loan book by 20,000 crore in 1 year, I don't think it's so difficult, provided...
I agree, sir, fully agree. It's not a big thing. And let me tell you and let me share you that entire workforce is totally now we can say invigorated. Today's results also, because some approvals I have to take. Otherwise, whatever the good work done by our field, I can say for the March, now they are entitled for 5 days of performance-linked incentive.
Yeah.
Even though bank appears to be lost, but on the operating front, it has performed too good, and they are eligible for that. This also adds to their motivation. Mechanism what I told you regarding the approval before disbursement, this is going to give a lot of comfort to the field functionaries while taking the credit decision. So we don't foresee much problem for 20,000 crore increase in the loan.
Sir, my last question, again, a repetition only, that of course you are silent on privatization, and but at least some feedback, some information being called from the bank, some exercise might have been done when such a credible newspaper gives this kind of a report. There is no sign from the management or to the management that any such action is being taken?
Again, sir, I would like to reiterate the same thing. I want to be silent on this. There is nothing to add or subtract.
Okay, sir. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And whatever the guidance we have given, definitely bank will be performing, and rightfully some suggestions also came from our investors or analysts. Very welcome move. And going forward, you will be seeing Central Bank is one of the, whatever the past we were there, you know, with that brightness and with that soundness, we will be coming into the market. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you will now disconnect your lines.